guys. We are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we are so excited today. We've got a very special guest, and he's got so much to tell us, some really important new information, and then we're going to ask him about a lot of other information, too. So we are here with Alfonso Ribeiro. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming
Hollywood
by.
Hollywood Life.
Yeah.
In New York.
That's right. We are so happy to have you here. And we are, of course, is myself and our on-air anchor, Ali Stagnita.
What's up, guys? I'm really excited to have you here today, Alfonso.
Thank you.
We're big fans.
Appreciate it.
I'm a 90s
Thank
babe.
You.
So.
There you go. But you're actually born in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's born in the 90s, and then there's 90s babe that is like into the 90s. Right. So I was all into the 90s, but I was born well before that.
I was born in the 90s.
Yes.
You were a star in the
90s. You were a baby.
I know, and there was others of us that just lived through the 90s.
Yes, we lived through it. We made it.
We did. We experienced it. And one of those others who was a 90s babe, but who's silent, is our producer, Nick, of course.
Nick. Silent. He won't speak, but he is here still.
He is always here.
He's always here. He's always watching.
But listen, we are so excited to have you here. We've been big fans for decades. Mm-hmm. And we were cheering you on just a few years ago and Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But before we can talk about that, we really have to talk about something else that's very important to you right now.
Yeah.
And very at the moment. And that is because you are very involved with the Hampton Real Travel Trip Hotline.
Yep.
And
the Hampton Real Travel Road Trip Hotline.
Road trip.
It's all about the road tripping. Hampton and I have teamed up together. We've partnered to try to get this out there. And it's something that is very cool. You know, taking a road trip is a great thing for the family. It's a great way for families to get together, spend quality time together. And 77% of Americans believe that it's the best way to travel. The problem is that there's also 44% of people that believe that, you know, is very stressful and trying to plan it and figure it out. So,
totally.
Hampton by Hilton also decided with me to put together a information hotline, right, where people can call in, and if they have questions about a road trip or advice or things that they might need, they could call into the hotline and get that information. So they're launching it tomorrow from 1 p.m. Eastern
That's
to 4
June.
p.m.
June 21st,
and the 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be on to start it off, kick it off right, and we're going to be taking phone calls from people all over the country that might have questions about a road trip that they might be taking or that they're thinking about taking, and what kind of advice we can give them. So we're gonna have a lot of fun because I'm gonna be silly and fun, and we're gonna have some comic relief, right? We're not going to take it too seriously tomorrow, but the campaign goes all the way through the summer.
Okay.
And they'll have we'll have people on the hotline that can call and get that information.
And is it 24/7?
24/7.
Wow.
Once we start it, it's on. It's up. They can get the information that they want. So it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow doing it. But it's just, look, to me, taking a road trip is a great part of my life and my family. We do road trips all the time. We've done it in RVs. We do it in the car. We just go.
We pack everybody together. All your kids.
All the kids.
Right. And is there four?
There's four now.
Yes.
The little baby hasn't taken a road trip yet. She's only 5 weeks. But
getting ready to roll.
But everybody else has done the road trip. We'll rent the RV and go, and we'll take the car and we'll go. And there's a lot of information, a lot of things. When Hampton did this survey, they were trying to figure out what are the things that make America frustrated during the road trips. And so we've got a lot of data, a lot of information.
Well, what makes
and we're gonna
America
share
frustrated?
It. Well, I think to me, the number one frustration, and this is just to me, is choosing the music in the car, right?
Oh, yes.
Like who's got
dads.
Control?
I was going to say dads make things really frustrating. Just
well,
like fathers.
In general?
in cars. Well, just kidding.
That might be your dad. I make it fun in my car. What do you mean? But choosing the music, right? Like, you know, who's get control of the music? And rock is the number one style of music in the country. But I'm an R&B person, so I love playing my R&B list and moving around the car. And so what my thing that I do in the car is I'll start with me. I get control of it first, and then we just
driving,
go
because right?
I'm driving. Like I feel like I should have
and
the ability to take off
and this is
get
why
the
I feel
road
like
trip
dads
started.
Are annoying.
Well, it could be mommy in the driver's seat. It could be mommy. It's just the driver's seat starts it, and then it works counterclockwise around the car for what songs they might want to hear and make it
like
fun
that.
And make it a good time. This way, everybody still stays engaged. And even if I'm the only one singing every song, it doesn't matter. It's a fun time in the car. And then also, like, you know, where to stop, you know, where to how to plan, how to
it's always
how to deviate from that plan.
And what I find the scariest thing is, like, when you're ready, where do you finding a hotel?
Right.
Because and then, like, what if there's no room and then you have to go to the next exit,
Well, I think the great thing is obviously Hampton, they have within 30 minutes on average, there's a Hampton.
Wow.
So
all across the country. They have 2,200 locations. And so on average, 30 minutes. So
that's amazing.
If you're, you know, on the road trip and you're like, you know what? We just need to... This needs to end today, okay? All right?
Now.
You in the far back, you are killing me with this backseat driver thing. We're just this is it. You can obviously find one on average, like I said, within 30 minutes. So it's makes it easy so you can stop. And the great thing about Hampton is that they have free Wi-Fi and the breakfast.
Breakfast in
free
the morning.
But by the way, it might be because of how much I love it, but I think they had their own feelings.
The Hampton breakfast.
The breakfast, they have these new mini waffles. Okay.
And
they have new flavors. Blueberry, chocolate, banana. And guess what? They've got a new one called cinnamon roll. Stop playing. Cinnamon roll and a waffle together. Who's playing? They not playing. So it's great. It's a great hotel for people to be able to pop in and get a great night's sleep.
Now, if you call the hotline, can you also tell them that you need a hotel? Like, will they help hook you up?
Well, I'm not sure whether they'll be able to hook the hotel up because you got to call in, obviously, either just see whether there's availability. But what you can do is, you know, you can ask, you know, where's the nearest, and they'll send you to the website. And so there's information for you to be able to find out where you are. If you need a roadside assistance, there's some tips to deal with that. It's just making it easier and making it fun, doing it in a fun way. You know what I mean? There's real serious business, and then there's having fun along the way.
Do you have a favorite road trip memory from when you were younger?
Well, we used to do road trips. We didn't do a lot of road trips in my family as much. Like my first road trip
probably
was.
Probably why you like them now.
You know, I like them a lot more now. But, you know, we went to New York to the Catskills and that kind of thing, and seeing, you know, upstate New York. As I got older and I had a family of my own, that's kind of when I started really doing road trips. When I was a young man, I once drove from L.A. to Rhode Island, right?
Wow.
Me and a buddy.
Holy
we
cow.
Just got in the car. We're like, let's go to Rhode Island. It was like, well, all right, what time we flying? I'm like, nah, let's drive. Let's just do it. Let's see America.
How long did that take you?
It took us like 4.5 days.
Ooh, so
We rolled. We rolled. We went L.A. to El Paso, El Paso to Houston. Houston to somewhere, I think, in South Carolina, and then South Carolina all the way up to Rhode Island.
So you, like, went down and around.
So we went down and around, because I had some friends that happened to be in Houston at the time, and we were like, let's go see them on the way.
Sounds like Texas took you a long time.
Well, Texas is big.
Texas
is wide.
Is huge.
It's wide.
Yeah.
You know, when you start Texas, you may not finish Texas, but it's beautiful. It was, well, the late part of it was beautiful. The first part of it was like, and that's desert.
Yeah.
And right over here to your right is desert. And when you look over here to your left, you've got more desert.
Yeah, I know. When you fly over Texas, it is desert.
It's desert. Yeah, it's a lot of desert on the western part of Texas. But so it was just like, you know, that was a great road trip with me and my buddy. We're still friends today. We still hang out. And then
so that was really successful.
It was successful.
Well,
here's the funny part of that road trip, which was like, we got to Rhode Island. We hung out in Rhode Island for like 2 weeks. And then I got a job. and they were like, we need you in LA in 2 days.
Oh no.
I was like,
so you had to leave him there with a car.
So you think you could drive my car back?
Oh no.
Because so, it was my car. I was like, you think you could? And he was like, yeah, but you need to pay my cousin to drive back, and you're gonna have to fly him back to Rhode Island. I was like, done.
Okay.
Done. I'll pay his way back and pay him to help you bring my car back because I need my car.
Yeah,
you know, and that was really funny. But now we do, you know, I do the family, you know, I do the family road trip. So we'll do, you know, rent an RV and go north, go,
that's,
you know,
so cool,
east and hang out. It's just, how can we be together? And how can you make it fun being together? Those are the memories that everybody enjoy, right? And it's not about the destination of the road trip. It's about the journey, right? And so 77% of America, it's about the journey.
Well, and I guess that's the thing about a road trip is that it does force you all to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got kids, everybody's here and there, and working parents, you're not, it's hard to get everybody together.
It is. And lifestyle is, you know, the teenagers have a totally different lifestyle than the kids and the parents, and getting in the car.
And how old are all your kids now,
mine,
aside from the 5-week-old?
Well, I've got the 16-year-old, mm-hmm, the 5-year-old, and the 4-year-old. So a little separation in there, but then, you know,
how's
the two little boys.
How's the 16-year-old with the little ones?
She loved, you know, I feel like I'm a really blessed dad because I've got kids that really love each other. You know what I mean? Like, they really do get along. There's very little arguments. I mean, the two boys fight, but they fight, yeah, loving, right?
Right. Like, well, 4 and 5.
You know, I mean,
yes.
But like my older son, AJ, will, you know, push Anders and then pick him up. You know,
so,
like, it's that, like, you know, get away from me. No, here, hold on. You fell on the ground. I got to pick you up. So it's a lot of love in the house. So it makes it cool.
Amazing.
Well, I just remember, we used to do road trips all the time too with my family when I grew up. And I remember going, we lived in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our first big road trip was to Niagara Falls.
Right, right.
Which is all about an hour and a
half. It's an hour
away.
And a half. Yeah.
I know, but it felt yeah, like forever.
We road tripped an
but
hour
it's still
and
the
half.
First one. It, you know, the first one doesn't have to be all the way to Calgary. You know, it can be to Niagara.
I know. But I remember my father, like, he spent half the time, I think half turned around in a car, like, stop.
Yes.
Leave your brother alone. Leave your sister alone.
Well, that's why, like, so one of the things that we do is create games, right? So there are great games to I Spy, license plate games, you know, like, you know, we look for, there's another game that we'll play where
one,
it's,
yeah,
like, you know, find a yellow car, right? Because they're not that popular.
Right.
So they're just sitting out the window. But the great thing about that game is, as they're sitting and watching, they're just seeing the countryside. But they're looking for a car, but they're seeing America as they're doing it. So it's a great way to kind of throw some, you know, and then as parents, we'll throw some educational stuff. You know, that over there is, and that right there, while they're still looking for a yellow vehicle to pass, you know. So
yes, good,
these games are great way to pass some time, you know, favorite memories, asking your kids, you know, what's your favorite memory of Christmas, and just engaging them. And that's really all that you really want to do is have your kids engaged.
You're going to be good on that hotline tomorrow.
You think so?
I feel like you will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you, like, yeah, what made you qualify, but you are qualified.
I qualified because I think I have the most road trips of any celebrity. I think that's why, you know.
You were on Are You There
most,
Yet,
you know,
too,
are
right?
We there, are
yeah,
We There Yet? I was a director of the show.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to put this one together.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they're, you know, so you don't think of celebrities road tripping.
No, you don't.
Right? You know, so, because they don't. They just want to stay in Hollywood. It's like in the little bubble.
Or like fly private.
You know? Private planes,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, not all private is great.
Oh, really? It's not? Why?
I mean,
tell
just,
us the downside.
Just because
I
wanted to say that.
He just likes, you know, road tripping.
Because sometimes those private planes are small. And if you're claustrophobic, that's not fun.
Yeah, and they bounce more.
Right.
They
move
more,
around
they
a little bit.
They get more turbulence.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't like that.
You know, the... yeah, everybody in the
room
is like,
needs
really?
Private
really?
Planes. They're scary.
Really?
My
private stinks.
The game that we used to play in the car was the silent game.
Mm.
Oh, that's the
game?
Perfect parents game.
Well,
how
yeah,
long can you stay silent?
That's not really one
kids.
Of the games we're trying to promote.
My dad used to say, Allie, you're reaching your word limit for the day. It's time to play the silent game.
And by the way, we've been in the car for 5 minutes. But that's why you're doing this, you see,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Now you know how to talk.
Right, exactly.
My wife says to me all the time, why do your kids, you know, always talk? Because they learned it from you. you.
Right.
I said, exactly. Yes, but this is what made us, this house is ours because right. I talked. Right? Like, this isn't a problem. You're seeing it the wrong way, woman.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to say to him. I'd be like, listen. Well,
I just want to, I'll tell you my favorite road trip that I did, and hopefully they have Hamptons along the way in there.
Oh, they do within 30 minutes. Okay.
Well,
on
this
average.
Was in Canada, in Newfoundland. Newfoundland.
Yes.
They, Newfoundland. No, it was actually, it was a little chilly, but it's a very cool place, but you can count the moose there. It's the only place that you okay. can really count the moose.
Yeah, that's something that the American listeners probably won't do on their road trip, but they can count cows.
Cows.
You can count cows, okay? Yes, you can count right. deer. Hopefully,
yeah, deer
you don't get
coast.
Past three. Because normally they like to jump in front of the car, yeah. so that's bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, listen, could you know the hotline number?
Yes, it's 866-7-HAMPTON. So that's 1-866-7-HAMPTON.
Okay, got it. All you listeners, write that down.
So and if they want more information, they can go to www.hamptonhotline.com.
Cool.
Okay, so everybody be prepared with your questions and think about your road trips this
yes.
summer because it's the perfect time because the summer's just starting.
But, yes, tomorrow. That's tomorrow, why we're doing it. Tomorrow's
right.
first day of summer.
That's right. It's
road
equinox.
Tripping happens
summer
at,
equinox.
At the summer.
Yes.
This is like, listen, this is all, it's kismet.
Right. Someone thought of this.
This,
yes.
this didn't just happen. I shouldn't say we. They thought it out.
They did. They thought it out. Tomorrow's first day of summer.
Yeah.
So one thing, though, I did notice when we did a little photo shoot before we came up to our podcast studio is that you were dancing in the studio.
Well, they,
and you had some good moves.
They gave me, you know, listen, to have a good photo shoot, I think you've got to, like, move a little bit and not be stiff. So they put on some New Jack Swing songs, and I just got me moving. I couldn't help it.
Well, if we were smart, of course, we would have had your theme song.
No, that would have been see, I don't move to that one. That one, that's called Just Character.
Yeah, that's called acting.
Yeah, that dude likes that song. This dude liked the songs they were playing.
Well, but you were moving and grooving so well. So, I mean, and we, of course, were cheering you on when you won Dancing with the Stars.
Thank
with,
you.
It was with Whitney
Carson.
Whitney
yep.
Carson. You guys were amazing. Of course, you did the Carlton as
yes.
part of your routine, and you got all 10s. But, like, did you start dancing at a really young age?
So, like, I am a great mimic, right? And that's the thing about me that most people don't know is, like, I can mimic anything. So I didn't really start dancing. I didn't take really lessons as a kid. I would look at things on TV and then I'd be able to mimic them, right? So I did the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial, right, back in
yes.
1984.
I've seen
right?
you do Michael Jackson and you're fantastic.
Well, by the way, I do it backwards, literally, because I learned it by watching the TV, not a mirror. So in TV is my mirror, I'm doing everything with the wrong leg.
Right.
So when I did the commercial with Michael for the first time, the choreographer, Michael Peters, bless his heart, was like, no, it's the other leg. And I was like, no, I've been doing this for a while. It's the right leg. It's like, no, it's the left leg. I'm like, no, it's not. And said, Michael, show him. Michael did the left leg. I went, oh, I learned it in the TV. I'm backwards. So everything I've learned, I learned, you know, by watching it, right? So when I was doing Dancing with the Stars, I had to teach Whitney how to teach me because naturally all I needed to do was see it. I just had to see it, right? So I would do it and I got, you know, and then I'd get great scores, right, on the Monday. And then the Tuesday we'd come back and have to learn the next dance. And she'd be like, how is it possible that last night you could be so good and suck so badly today? And I was like, because I don't know how to dance. I know how to mimic. If you show it to me, I'll just mimic it. But it's not like I've trained and learned it and went through years of understanding how body movement or any of that. I just...
It's like singing along.
Right. You know, there's a lot of people who are great singers in the shower.
Yeah.
And then they put a mic in and they hear themselves and they're like, whoa, what was that?
Right.
Hey, me, I sound great in the shower. Right. But it's like they just because they're going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of feeling it with the, you know, it's
shower.
Like when you go to karaoke and you realize you don't know the words of a song you sing every day.
Right.
Because you take that slight pause before you might say the next line, and they'll say the line on time, and you're like, oh yeah, and you're just following along, and then all of a sudden you have to sing it for yourself, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't actually know this song. It's the same kind of concept.
Well, so with Whitney, how many hours were you actually practicing with her every day?
We would practice 5 hours every day. So we'd come in, stretch, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then we'd start dancing, take short breaks throughout. 5 hours later, you know, I would go home. And this was basically, you know, 6 days a week, and the seventh day being the show. But I would always go home, and I would rehearse for 2 more hours, right? So I would just do it by myself in my mirror, looking at it and trying to learn it myself. Because the way I look at it is like, teach me, give me the info. I just want the info. Keep giving me info. And then I'm going to go take that info and get it into my body. Right.
So it's muscle memory.
Right. And there's only one way to create muscle memory, and that is time. Repetition. Over again. And so that's what I would go home and do, and just keep working until I'm not thinking about the steps. I'm thinking about the technique and the performance of those steps, right? So by time I got to the end of the week, to performance time, I had been doing it. And I use this analogy. If you went to 6 months of a dance class to learn a style of dance, do you think you could learn it?
Yeah.
Right. In 6 months,
right? So I have a week. I have 6 days. In those days would be 4 hours, 5 hours a day of learning the dance. Well, that's the same as 6 months of taking class. So each dance would be the same as someone starting and doing 6 months of learning it.
Wow.
So if you miss a day, you just made it 5 months. Right. So it was so important to just put the hours in, because like, all right, so I made it 8 months.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Because I would go home and do 2 extra hours, right? So it's a weird thing, but like, you'll get to Saturday and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, you've got 2 months. You've got 2 months. Don't worry about it. You'll get it. You got 2 more months of figuring this out. And that's the way I looked at it. That's the way I thought of it. And that's the way I was able to achieve my goals throughout it.
You had said that it was like very different from your typical dancing, even though you have, you know, a past of maybe not professionally dancing,
right,
but you could move. And I know like Normani and a bunch of other people who have dance careers had said the same thing when they went on the show. What was the most surprising thing for you?
I think it's the idea of technique, right? Like movement. So let's just use hip hop. Hip hop has no structure. Okay, so it's movement, it's energy, it's a feeling, it's a rhythm, right? Ballroom dancing is none of that. It's take away everything you know how to do and start over, right? So even if you're a dancer and you're doing ballroom, no, it's day one, because the way the movements are created is from a different place in your body. Most hip hop, it's the upper body. It's your chest. It's your gut, right? Ballroom dancing is your feet. It's how you position your feet and then what happens on top of it. So it's coming from a very different technical place where you're just not used to doing that, right? Nobody does toe leads in any portion of their lives. You have never, ever put your toe down first to move.
Yeah.
You always put your heel. So an entire dance of toe leads is incredibly difficult, because your body doesn't work that way. It doesn't move that way. You're not used to doing it. And so everything was different in that. Where your arms are, you know, where the body is, how your hips move, your knee over your toe. All of these things are completely different, and it's starting over. It's like asking a basketball player to play baseball and saying, why aren't you hitting home runs? Because even though you're athletic, it doesn't connect. Yeah. It's not the same thing.
Was that shocking to you when you first started, or were you prepared? You knew it was going to be completely different.
I knew because I was such a fan of the show, and I had so many friends that had already been on the show before me, you know, kind of give me this information. So I wasn't shocked. I was still surprised by how different it was once I started learning it, because, you know, no matter how much you know, someone tells you something, you don't really believe it until you experience it for yourself, right? That's why parents have such a hard time with kids, because it's like, I'm telling you, this is the right way. I don't believe you. No, right. No. And then they're like 25. Yeah, you right. So it's, you know, it's the same reality where it's like, you don't believe it until you actually are doing it. But so I kind of knew, but I was still surprised by the differences and how much work it took. Because don't get me wrong, I went into it thinking I was going to like be able to just kind of do it.
Right.
And boy, was I wrong.
I think a lot of people, especially athletes or people who have danced before, think that. And I think that when they announce the cast, there's always some controversy because there's people who are more athletic or
like have danced
who are
before.
Gymnasts.
Right.
Yeah. And seem like it would be an easier transition. But you're basically saying for everybody, it's super hard.
The only difference between someone who's danced and an athlete is they have body awareness.
Right.
It's not knowing how to dance. It's knowing your body, the awareness, knowing that when you move your arm, that's where it goes. I don't need to look at my arm to know that I have a slight upward angle because I have body awareness, right? I know that the ends of my fingers, everyone on the camera will know what this is, that is watching, but like it's holding the egg, right? So I know what holding the egg looks like and feels like. I don't actually have to see it to know it. That's body awareness. If a football player knows where his arms are, they'll know where their feet are. Whereas there are people who literally, we say this jokingly, have two left feet. They don't know where their right foot is.
Yeah.
And if you said to them, literally, move your right foot, they might not do it.
Right.
Take your right foot and step on the toe. They might not be able to do it. And that has nothing to do with, oh, well, that's not fair because this person has previous dance experience. It's we're all human beings that have different strengths.
Right.
Some people ain't meant to dance. Don't mean that, you know, they shouldn't be on the show.
No, right. Means that we some see people, that on the show.
Yeah.
Don't mean that.
And all we say is, oh, bless their heart.
Yeah.
Now, have you kept up your dancing? Are you dancing
Not
a lot?
I dance a little bit. I will work on technique every once in a while so that if I ever need to do a specific move, I know what the technique is. And I know what it feels like, you know. So last year, I actually guest judged.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've been judging.
On
yeah.
Strictly Come Dancing, yeah. the European, the English version of the show. And luckily, and I'm pat myself on the back, it was to, you know, rave reviews, right? But part of that is because I'm very analytical. So when I went in, I didn't, like, learn choreography. What is the rumba? What is the cha-cha? Ooh. What is the samba, right? The samba is actually the most difficult dance they do on the show.
Really?
No question.
Oh, I thought
Nothing's
it was the
close.
Tango.
Not even close. And the reason is because...
Or the four-step. Was it that, the four-step?
The quick step.
The quick step.
The quick step. The quick step is just fast. It's just the quick in it. It's not the steps that are difficult. If you did the quick step slow, it might be the easiest, right? Mm. But the samba is the opposite of every dance. Everybody steps on the one. Samba, you step on the two.
Ah,
so instead of one, two, three, four, it's one and two and three and four and two and three and four.
Crazy.
And that's where the energy is on the upbeat. So you're doing this downbeat the whole time, and then all of a sudden you get the samba, you like, it's
yeah.
a car crash. Because your body wants to go down when it's supposed to go up. It's
wow.
really, it's a strange thing.
So it sounds to me like you've absorbed a lot of the technique.
Well, I'm incredibly analytical. And I have so much useless information in my brain. It's because I just take everything in. I'm all about learning. How much can I learn? How much can I know? If I know more than you, I have a better chance of beating you, even if so you're automatically better than me. I am very competitive. You know, there's this guy in history. His name was Napoleon.
And, you want to go back in time? You want to go back in time and beat him?
Just saying, listen, I'm a Napoleon, okay? I've got him right in my crosshairs.
Watch out, Napoleon. Do not come back.
Napoleon, you ain't got a chance. Go ahead and bring it back. No, it's like I'm super competitive, but I'm realistic at the same time, right? Like, you know, but I'm the crazy dude who would play golf with Tiger Woods and say, I want to see if I can beat him.
I get that.
Now, you know, one side says that. The other side says, you funny. You ain't got no shot. But I can't help myself. I'm still going to show up on the day and I'm going to play the best golf I can play. I'm never going to beat Tiger Woods.
Well,
maybe 99 out of 100. Times I'm not going to beat him, but there's that one time, the one chance that I have a great day and he's drunk.
Well, I hope we get to see you judging some other dance shows.
We'll see. That's, you know, as of right now, there's no, you know,
dance has specific. Become so popular. I mean, I think thanks to Dancing with the Stars,
I think, you know, between
really
dancing and So You Think, it's a wonderful opportunity. World of Dance. And these shows are a great opportunity for amazing dancers to showcase their stuff. And I appreciate all of them. I really do.
Now, we are also going to be looking forward to seeing you on America's Funniest Home Videos come the fall again.
Yes, we are. You know, it's been probably one of the greatest jobs I've ever had. The real beauty is that when I took over from Tom Bergeron, Tom gave me
his... Did you meet him on Dancing with the
Stars? I met him on Dancing with the Stars, but he, you know, after I did the show, he had already announced that he was leaving, and he went to the producers and said, I think this is the guy to take
my
spot.
Wow, that's amazing. What a great connection.
It's very cool that he gave me that public, you know, blessing. I still had to audition and do all the same things that you would to normally get a job. But just having his blessing, you know, I think was a wonderful feeling. And really, more importantly, for the audience, right? Because anybody does a show for 15 years, the reality is that that's like family, right? Mm-hmm. You sit there on Sunday night with your family and you've watched this guy for 15 years. It ain't easy to just be like, all right, Tom's gone, but I love the show anyway. So people wanted to revolt.
Yeah, they get attached.
Yeah, and I totally understood that. And there are a lot of people who left the show when he stopped doing it. But having him say, this is the guy I want. This is not about him taking my job. And some people thought that. It's not about that. I think this guy will be great to continue and evolve this show in a different direction that will still be great. And I think you guys should watch this. And it really was supportive. And then in the last two seasons, our ratings... on 2 years ago, we were the only show, the number 5 show in all of TV, but the only show on ABC to have positive ratings. And we went up 7.5%. And then last season, we were up almost 14%.
Wow.
So we've gone up over 20% in the last two seasons. And we had several episodes this season that ended up in the top 10 in all of television. So the fact that is something happening in the 29th season, and we're going into our 30th season, their 30th season, my 5th season on the show, I couldn't be happier.
Makes like a funny family video, like America's Funniest Home Videos?
I think, you know, it has to be real. It just has to be authentic. And it's really just about there's timing and there's all of those things that obviously just happen, and whether it works or doesn't. But just being authentic, just letting it happen. I happen to love epic fail videos, which is when someone tries to do something that they should not be doing to start with and it does not go well. Those are my videos that I love the most, but you know, those.
Maybe the video camera will be on during your road trip this summer.
Well, that's listen. I want everybody to have the cameras on their road trip and send them into AFV.
That's a good idea.
And this is a way you can cross your jobs, put it together.
Let's come together in funny land, making funny videos. So call me tomorrow at 866-7 Hampton, and I'll tell you how to make some funny videos on your road trip.
Okay, so you can get everything tomorrow. Let me just ask one last question.
And we have some actual other questions from our YouTubers, too.
Okay, you got some other questions?
Yeah.
I want to ask my one question. Have you, and you may have answered this before, but have you met Tom Jones?
Of course. Yeah, Tom Jones was, he did an episode of Fresh Prince.
I missed that episode.
I sang with Tom Jones on Fresh Prince, which was great. Yeah, I mean, for
Did he dance the Carlton?
No.
But he's got swivel hips.
I mean, he does have swivel hips. You know, that's on his stage. That's, you know, the girls love him.
They do.
The ladies love Tom Jones.
Apparently.
Still, yes. But no, we sang the song together, and it was like a dream sequence, and it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like I said, we have some questions from our YouTube fans, and also just. I'm a Fresh Prince fan, obviously we love you from the show. One of our users actually wanted to know, and this is such a great question, what was your biggest challenge when filming Fresh Prince?
You know, interestingly, the biggest challenge wasn't me. The biggest challenge was Will. So Will had a time where he got married. I introduced him to his wife. His ex-wife now, mm-hmm. and he got a divorce, and it really broke him, right? And when you're acting, you are literally looking into the soul of another actor, right? When you're in those scenes, you look into a person, you just don't look at a person. And for the time before, you know, he was Will, he was, you know, present, and then all of a sudden he was gone. And so I was looking into someone who was vacant, in his shell. And as a really good friend, as someone you care about, you know, it breaks your heart to see someone completely disappear from being the guy with the most spirit to someone who had almost none. And one of the greatest moments was the day he came back. Right. And it was like it's a moment that we all remembered on the show as a cast. And we went, "You're back." And he came out of it and he was happy again. I don't know if it was done, but he had gotten past the hurt. He had gotten past, you know, the pain of it and became present again. And it was a wonderful moment for all of us.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And another question was, what was one of your favorite things to shoot for the show?
The most fun I had was we did a scene where we completely broke the fourth wall.
Oh.
And we, like, some people remember this. I, like, get on the ground and in the episode, we was at a cabin and Will, he didn't come. We thought he had murdered his girlfriend, right? And he had her, like, in the cabin, and I had set it all up as a big joke, and he comes back, and I'm like, "Where's Lisa?" And he's like, "I'm sorry, but she didn't make it, and, you know, after I got out, I did this," and I was like, and I jumped down on the ground, and I'm literally pulling myself, you know, on all fours on the ground, and then I run through one of the sets, and then I'm running through the audience, and I come out, like, the elevator and of the school area, and then I run into the office, and then he hugs me, and we're off set, and it was just, like, a funny thing that we did. We did it during the taping, thinking it would just be a funny little bit that we would have fun doing, and they were like, "Nah, let's air it." And we were like, "Huh? Well, that... But we're breaking..." Oh, shucks. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. So that was probably the one moment that I remember, because I really don't remember a lot about the show, but that's the one moment.
It was a long time.
Well, it's just like the thing for me, which is very different for the audience, is I didn't watch the show. So, like, I might have seen 5 episodes on TV, whereas for me it was like once I filmed it, I was done with it.
Right, so it's work. I don't remember every day.
Make it better. I can't change it. So there's no reason to watch it, right? Mm-hmm. And I was living life, right? It's kind of like social media where everyone is like still in it, right? And it's like, no, I did it. I don't need to record it to remember it. I did it. Maybe I should have recorded it and watched it because now I don't remember them. But
did you ever watch your Dancing with the Stars performances?
I did watch those. And I watched those because I needed to understand how to make it the next week. If it wasn't a competition, I never would have watched it. But it was watching it for information. How did that play on TV? How did that, what do I need to do to be better the next week? So it was about the competition in terms of watching it, not watching it to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. And I love, you know, we're in a time of reboots. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people ask you all the time, have you and Will discussed anything?
Right now there's just like I've continued to say, and I will say this probably forever, is there's just no real reboot of that show without James Avery. Uncle Phil was the even though it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Will's the star, the core of the show was Uncle Phil. Yeah. And the concept behind the show is about, you know, Will moving to, you know, Bel-Air to change his life. Well, we ended it and his life was changed. Mm-hmm. Like, what, where does it go? We stopped doing it because we felt like the show couldn't be better when we were doing it. And we were like, I think we've told the stories we need to tell. I think it's time to end this. So it's kind of hard to go, well, let's make another one of this.
Yeah.
There just isn't another Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If someone wants to remake it and recast and put new people in it, that's their, everybody has their right to do whatever they feel. But you can't remake the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Like, it just, that doesn't work to me. So why?
Mm-hmm.
Right, like the past is the past. Let it be. Let it live.
I know, it's,
you
know, amazing,
not a reboot.
Though.
You know, like, whether there's other concepts and other you things and, that could work.
You and Will can collab on a YouTube video. Right. He's all up in the YouTube right now.
He's all about YouTube right now. But you know, it's
you're
like,
not jumping.
You're
going to
be
plane.
On YouTube. Yeah, you're going to be on YouTube now. YouTube.
What's up, YouTube?
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming by
thank
today
you.
And telling us about the Hampton Real Travel Road Trip Hotline.
Yes, Real Travel Road Trip Hotline. There you go.
And so get all your questions.
Yes,
and
get them together.
Go to, let's say the number one more time.
1-866-7 Hampton.
Hamptons.
And
Hampton.
Hampton.
Yes.
Yes. And you can go to HamptonHotline.com to get information. And you, by the way, this is 1 p.m. Eastern on the 21st tomorrow. I'll be on till 4 p.m.
Allie and I are calling
and
in.
You better call in. Got some questions. Hey, here we are. And, yeah. We got questions. We did an interview tomorrow yesterday, and we got another question. but you know, call in tomorrow. Call in. You know, and go take road trips. Go enjoy it, and know that if you need to deviate from the plan or make your plan, go make a great reservation at Hampton by Hilton.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We'll
talk to you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.